think of
an empire. I believe it. I lived as the Emperor Pocas Facius. And my bride sleeves baggies, and I had an idyllic lifestyle. We'd sit there in our marbled halls, eating grapes by the dozens, drinking wine as though there were no tomorrow. When I was down with my wenches, trying to decide if I should enjoy the sweet pleasures of Syphilidicus, perhaps Gonorius. My daughter Vaginitis rubbed my back as she said, Father, pick one. I think you should go with Fellatia. You know, she has that impish smile. I said, all right, and just then Numbnutsius came running in. Sire, I hate to interrupt you when you're with the wenches. I said, Numbnutsius, I just word with testicles that I should not be disturbed. He said, I know you did. But it's a problem. Hemeroidocles tells me there's a woman at the gate that demands to see you. She's so insistent she's already kicked Suppositorius in the shins. I said, all right. Who is it? He said, it's Puntangia, sir. I said, oh, God, Puntangia's a cat. Can't believe it. I said, well, tell Erectus to lead her in here. Crying out loud, leave Gildonius by the door. I don't want to be disturbed. Finally, she came in. She was frantic. She said, sire, I hate to bother you again. I said, are you having trouble again with your husband, Limpwangius? She said, no, he's cured. Thank you, sire, for curing him. I really appreciate that, but it's my son. I said, what's wrong with the son? She said, well, he stays locked in his room all day long. I try the doorknob, but the door is locked. I hear little noises coming out from there, and I hear pages turning, but I don't know what's happening. He says he's with his studies, but then why does he lock the door? And why is he looking so pale all the time? And why does he stay in his room for hours on end? I said, I'll speak to the boy. What's his name? She said, Pud Pompeius, sir. I said, well, I'll go talk to Pud Pompeius and see what the devil is going on in his room there. So, sure enough, I rapped on the door. Pud Pompeius! He said, I'm busy. I said, Pud Pompeius, open this door immediately. This is the Emperor Torquus Facius. I command you to open the door. I heard some zipping and jangling, and sure enough, the door opened. And the boy looked downcast and embarrassed. As he shuffled his literature under the bed, I said, Pud Pompeius, there's a certain art to the coming of manhood. And that art involves moderation. The art involves consideration. There will come a time in your life when you will be totally at ease with yourself. And I know you're confused at the moment. But so did we all share that same confusion. I think the time has come to leave your room. Or perhaps to return occasionally at night. And occasionally on the weekend when your parents have other plans. But you need to spend more time with your mother. You need not concern her as much as you are now. I ask you to do this for me, Pud Pompeius. He said, I shall, sire. You made me feel so much better. I said, forgive me for not shaking hands, okay? And just try to liven yourself up. Then I got an idea. I said, on second thought, I will shake hands with you, my son. And in so doing, I shall impart the strength of the Roman Empire. The strength that will carry you on through abstinence and eternity. And I clasped my palm in his hand, and I shook it vigorously. Then I said, as you were, and I left. You see, what he didn't realize is that I had a mixture of a eucalyptus balm in my hand. It's kind of like a cross between Vicks Vapor Rub and Mustarol Extra Strength. And when we shook hands, I smeared it all over his palm. He, unaware, gleefully closed the door, and I could see him reaching under the bed once again. Puntangius ran up to me and said, oh, sire, thank you for talking to him. Do you think he's cured? I said, well, let me see. And from his room we heard, I said, I don't think you'll have any more problems with him, frankly.